by snowplow. That is how I shall leave this world.
Let's not do that. Okay.
Tom and Laura in the morning. I saw several snowplows today. I probably saw more snowplows on the way to work today than I have seen all winter.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. But I don't understand. I'm a creature of habit. I leave the house at the same time every day. I get to work at the same time every day. And sometimes you don't see anybody. And sometimes you see them all at once. It's like, wow. Okay. And then I get to the parking lot here, and our snowplow guy is here in the parking lot.
He's usually that early?
Well, he's usually here at 4 a.m. Today he's running late at 5 a.m. There he is. And he, you know, and this is the truth. He was just finishing, because I am a creature of habit, he was just plowing my parking space when I pulled in. So
nice.
I sat there and I waved to him. Thank you, Mr. Snowplow Man. And then I...
Do you remember? Wait, where we need to find the audio. That Simpsons episode when Homer is Mr. Plow.
The name again is Mr. Plow. Yes. So I waved to several plow guys today. And the funny part is the guy here in our very own SBC media parking lot, he just waved like, ah, there's Morgan, you know, in his Jeep. Mm-hmm. But the guys like out in the township, they look at you like, what the hell are you doing out here? It's like, hey, some people have to go to work. You know, I mean, it's like, they look at you funny, almost like the guys that hang off the back of the garbage trucks. They do the same thing in the morning. It's like, hey, dude, it's 5 a.m. What are you doing out here? And it's always like, excuse me, just passing through. I'm the radio guy. I have to go to work now. Excuse me. Like, there are people that, I don't know, maybe it's changed the way we think. Maybe this whole pandemic has changed the way we think.
Probably. In all honesty, last winter, in sort of the throes of the pandemic, we had a very mild winter.
Yes.
So we didn't have to worry too much about this stuff. But lots of people working from home.
Yeah,
like, maybe.
So if you're not working from home, like I'm not, you get that look. You get that look like, what are you doing out in the snow? What do you, or if it's the garbage guy or the mail delivery guy, like, what are you doing out at 5 a.m.? It's like, sorry.
So, gotta go to work.
Somebody gotta do my job too.
And lots of people are also going to work as well. I mean,
exactly.
You know, if you are a nurse or a doctor or whatever, like, you have to go to work.
So I wonder if they get the same looks that I get, or am I just imagining that I'm getting these looks like, hey, what are you doing out? You
know, like, I don't know.
Excuse me, coming through. Could I have my half of the road, please? The right side? Yeah, thank you. It's crazy. So here we are on a, what is it? We talked about this yesterday at the end of the show. Is it Friday yet? Please tell me it is. No, it's not.
It's
Thursday.
It's not. Sorry.
Okay. One day closer to Valentine's Day, if that's a big deal for you, Jimmy Kimmel will tell us about it with a late night soundbite coming up in just a bit. It's National Guitar Day. We'll talk about that. I don't know.
You have a couple of guitars.
Yes, I do.
The husband does too.
I don't play any of them well, but I do know how to play a couple things. I was in a garage band in college, CF&G. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. But
the husband liked to jam out as well.
There you go. So it's National Make a Friend Day, like we opened the show with. So get out there and say hi to somebody. It's kind of put together as an attempt to meet someone new. A real person, not online.
Ooh, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Exactly. There it is. Make a friend, and maybe by Sunday, it'll be more than that. You never know. Hey, we have so much to do today. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
They're saying don't do anything on Valentine's Day. The health officials, they say it could lead to another surge in COVID-19. Why everyone's so eager to celebrate Valentine's Day, I have no... We've never had a better excuse to skip it than this year.
Get up! It's not gonna wake you up!
We're still here and having fun all morning long with Tom and Laura.
And sometimes Laura's dogs on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. We mentioned it's National Guitar Day. You could look this up. You could Google it or whatever. This dude turned his uncle's human bones into a guitar.
Ew.
Yeah.
Was his uncle cool with that?
He says, but I mean, how do you know? My uncle was a big rocker just like I am. Mm-hmm. He would have wanted it this way. Really?
Is this audio of him playing his uncle's bones?
Yes. The man goes by the name Prince Midnight, and he is playing a song called Transylvanian Hunger by the Norwegian metal band Dark Throne, and he is playing it on his uncle's bones.
And gross.
And this is why we can't have nice holidays. National Guitar Day, and this guy makes a guitar out of human bones of his uncle.
Ugh. I mean, yeah, like there's his pelvis and his rib cage and all.
Yeah. Oh.
The spine is the neck of the guitar.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I'm looking at the picture.
Why did you have to go there? Now you're not going to feel good.
I had to. And now I cannot unsee it. It is one thing to sort of put in one's will, one's last wishes, if you will, that you would like to have your body, you know, used for science.
Science, not music.
Or become a skeleton for medical research, that sort of thing. Cool. But I don't know if his uncle...
I have a hard time believing that he would have wanted it that way, like this guy, Prince of Midnight, says. Do me a favor, Laura. I'm much older than you. I'm going to go first. Don't do anything with my bones. Don't do anything with my bones.
Oh, no, I'm well aware of your last wishes.
I'm not going to be a toy for MacGyver.
No, you're not. Okay. No. Oh, my gosh. interestingly enough, do you want to know where Prince Midnight is from? What state do you think he's from, Tom?
Oh, no, he is not from Florida.
Florida, indeed.
And what do we like to say?
And there it is.
And now we delve into the goofy. Or as Laura and I like to call it.
And there it is.
There it is. A professor in Singapore lectured for 2 hours to his students before he realized, well, actually, he didn't. His students did. He was on mute.
Any questions? No, we can finish our class. Do you have any questions?
Actually, I'm muted all the while, so we cannot hear anything from you since 6:08.
Oh, from what?
6:08 p.m. Then from 6:08 onwards, your screen froze and we hear nothing from you ever since.
Doctor, please don't confuse the mute button with your usual boring lectures. Elsewhere, a guy in Los Angeles spent $10,000 to complain about AT&T.
I put the ad in the paper, and believe me, it's money well spent. So I've been with AT&T from the very, very beginning. And for the last 5 years, my internet service, although it's paying for 3.5 megabytes, sometimes it wasn't only up to 1.5 megabytes. She took down all the details.
What are you talking
about?
And
she says, we'll see what we can do.
All right, think about what you just did, bud. You just spent $10,000 to get a discount on your cell phone bill.
Seriously? Like, what?
Say it with me, Laura.
And there it is.
There it is. And finally, for you people who love Louis Vuitton, they're selling an $8,000 sweater called the Puppet Sweater, which featured stuffed animals sewn all over the front.
What?
Yes, think about it. $8,000 for a sweater that won't be worth any money once your dog finds it. Right, Laura?
Yeah, they do love their stuffies.
So, then again, we don't want to get back into the guy who turned his uncle's bones into an electric...
Yeah.
No, stop it. We already did that story earlier.
Listen, I can make you one of these sweaters, Tom, if you want it, for the low, low price of $29.95.
And there it is. We get up early and we talk on the radio. That's pretty much our lifestyle. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
News is coming up next. I want to talk about Valentine's Day, but I don't know how to approach it. So next hour, I don't know, maybe I'll ask for Central PA's help. I don't know.
What, do you have big plans this Valentine's Day?
No, I don't have any. I don't like Valentine's Day. I'm not a big fan.
I do. And here's why. And people say that it's like a greeting card holiday. Yeah. But I think it's an excuse to sort of show the people that you love in your life that you love them.
Yeah, but do you need an excuse? I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I mean, and
no,
then,
I like it. I like the excuse.
And then Jimmy Kimmel last hour saying if there was ever a year where we don't need Valentine's Day, it would be this year. So maybe he's right. I don't know. And then it's like greeting cards, like you said. And Seth Meyers next hour will talk about how Hooters even has a Valentine's Day promotion. I mean, everybody does something.
Wait. Hooters still exists?
Exactly. Exactly.
Where is there a Hooters?
There's still one in Baltimore right there in Inner Harbor. Not that I've gone there. My friends have, and they've told me about it.
Listen, we've all gone there on like a bus trip in high school to the National Aquarium. Please.
Not Hooters, though, dude. Whoa.
Absolutely. Half of my grade went to Hooters that particular trip.
And the other half went to the National Aquarium?
No, the other half went to Phillips. Because they wanted seafood.
There
and then
it is.
The other half went to Hooters because they wanted wings. They have excellent chicken wings.
We'll talk about Valentine's Day next hour after the news, which is next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Straight to my lover's heart.
Aww.
I gotta have me some Sam Cooke. I gotta get in the mood.
Right? I like this song. Sorry for the delay.
Valentine's Day. Yes or no? Laura says yes, yes, yes.
I do say yes, yes, yes. I love a good excuse to celebrate love of all shapes, kinds, and sizes.
There it is. Why do we need an excuse, Laura? Why don't we celebrate love every day?
We should, and some do, but others need a little reminder. Hence Valentine's Day.
I guess. You ever see the dudes lining up at the Target in the greeting card department? They look totally lost. They're like looking at, well, this one's got some pretty lace on it. Maybe she'll like it.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
I can't. And it has nothing to do with the pandemic. Like Jimmy Kimmel said last hour, if there was ever a reason not to have Valentine's Day, this year would be it. I just don't. I don't know. Maybe I've been scarred.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Listen here. This will make you feel better.
Okay.
Traditionally, there are actually multiple St. Valentines who kind of occurred during Roman times.
Okay.
Several of them were decapitated. Did you know that?
No.
But it was a medieval poet who first established this holiday's romantic traditions.
Oh, yeah. Nothing says romance quite like getting your head chopped off. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was married once. I don't know if I ever told you that.
You were? No way.
Listen to her.
Who knew?
And like,
wow.
There was like nothing there, no matter how I tried. Roses, candy, whatever. It was like, this is nice. So
okay, so we're not going to speak ill of the ex.
No,
okay?
I'm not. But so now, years and years later, I live with the most wonderful woman in the world. But do I have to go out and get her roses and candy?
Yes. You do.
Oh, now
but
come on.
You don't just do the roses and candy. You get her what she likes. So if her favorite flower, maybe it's not a rose, maybe it's a lily. And you get her that instead. Be specific, gentlemen and gals, because I'm going to go and get my hubby something for Valentine's Day.
You'll probably just get him a big piece of meat that he could stuff in the smoker and be a happy guy.
It's actually already done. It's in the freezer.
There it is. See? But you know me. I just, should I try again? Because it never worked out back in my married days. I mean, should I actually go do this now?
Yes, you should.
I need people's help.
Although, I have it on good authority that you do little romantical gestures on other days.
Yes. Like I said, like, why can't you do it randomly? Like, I was thinking
you
of
can,
it today.
So but
I,
also do it on Valentine's Day. Why avoid it? It's the day of love. Be happy.
Okay. All right. I guess maybe I'll give it a shot. But I still need your help if you want to call on the Ford Fun Line. Let me know. Is Laura right? Is this what I should do? Do this Cupid thing all over again? Also, you know, let us know on Facebook. Laura will keep track of that.
And don't remember that way, way back when, several Valentines were decapitated during the Roman Empire.
Thank you for that addition, that historical addition.
Cupid, I do what I can.
Cupid Laura, ladies and gentlemen. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, also being cut. Did you just fall down?
No. Oh, okay. No, I dropped the headphones.
Oh, I thought maybe you dropped a dog or something. I don't know.
Nope. The dog is here trying to eat my oatmeal.
Oh, come on now. Settle down. Mommy's working. Mommy gets paid to talk. Come on now.
She does.
Is it MacGyver or is it Murph? You got to tell us.
It's the Murph.
Oh, see, I would have bet on MacGyver. Snoozing. That dog's always hungry.
No, we can't blame it on MacGyver. Murph is here. He's very interested.
Sometimes I wonder if Murphy, the morning show dog, misses the studio here.
I think he does.
I loved having him laying on the couch in here. He was good therapy dog for me.
Oh, yeah, he had his toys.
Yeah.
He had his toys, and we had the baby gate, and he had his water dish. He had everything.
We had the baby gate just so he wouldn't jump on random guys he didn't like.
It's true. It's very true.
Some of them work here, too. Weird. Anyway, 94KX continues with the 2021 Kindness Campaign. You can nominate your favorite person, your favorite kind person, at gsvuw.org. This week is Essential Workers Week, and winner number 4, Laura, is Noah, and he works at the Americas. We love to have breakfast there.
Yes, one of our favorite spots. Noah is an EMT at America's Hose Company. He's going to school to become a doctor. But while he was in school, taking classes to become an EMT at the basic and advanced levels, became a full-time position at Americas. He works 40-plus hours each week, covers shifts that are open or needed to be filled because he loves his job. He's worked 14-hour shifts, jumped right into 16-hour shifts to help out when needed. He does this all without complaining.
Yeah, and this is a crazy time. So to be working through this pandemic without complaining, that itself is worth some kind of a award. Very intelligent kid, friendly and professional. Everybody talks about him. He said everybody complimenting him. Good luck in medical school there. Noah Spencer, you are our kind person, our kind essential worker of the day. Wow.
Noah gets a $50 gift certificate to Vinny's Pizza, an Italian family restaurant. Noah, thank you so much for all that you do, both at the Americas and for your entire community.
I don't know if we really want it, but Popeyes has announced they're now going to make a chicken. That's what they're known for. They are now introducing a fish sandwich.
Why? I mean, we tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich. They were larger than Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Different taste.
Yep.
Different breading.
We've done it on a Try It Tuesday. Do we need to try the Popeyes new fish sandwich? Because they say they're going to make it with the same process as the chicken sandwich. Are they trying to say that it'll taste like chicken? The old cliche, right?
No, that means that it'll probably be fresh. So Popeyes, similar to Chick-fil-A, they like cut and hand bread the chicken and it's brined and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, maybe that's what they're going to do with the fish.
Maybe.
Get your taste buds ready for a party. Popeyes is introducing their popular fried chicken sandwich only with fish. That's right. Now you can order a delicious fish. Fresh and raised right on the farm.
In the ocean.
Deep fried just the way your grandma.
Captain.
Used to make. And served with Popeyes tangy barbecue.
Tartar sauce.
Popeyes fried chicken.
Fish.
Sandwich. Because thinking up a new recipe is just too dang hard.
Yeah, there you go. I guess, Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe a Try It Tuesday coming for Laura. Hey, coming up, the good news with Laura.
That's right. Three stories to make you smile on this Thursday morning. Wait, what day is it? Thursday.
Thursday morning. Coming up after the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
We love rock and roll. Tom and Laura in the morning. Do we love the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool.
I guess. Sometimes.
Have you visited there?
No, I haven't. I've never been to Cleveland, actually.
It's awesome to
visit anything. But it's like sometimes I like it, and then sometimes it's like any other Hall of Fame. You're like, wow, somebody got hosed. Anyway, 16 nominees for the next class.
Wow. The class is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty diversified. You got Rage Against the Machine, Foo Fighters, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Tina Turner, Iron Maiden.
Yes, Iron Maiden.
The New York Dolls, which I loved in college, Devo, Carole King, LL Cool J, The Runt, Todd Rundgren, Dionne Warwick, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, The Go-Go's, Kate Bush, and I don't know this name, Felia Kutai? Is that how you say it?
Is it
American artist? And that's another topic. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is it only for Americans? I don't even know much about this. But there's other acts that didn't get nominated. Backstreet Boys, sorry.
Oh my gosh. This is their first year of eligibility, and if that doesn't make me feel old, I don't know what does.
True. Ben Folds 5, Garbage, Incubus, Jewel, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Rammstein.
There's another one.
Du hast The husband likes them a lot, actually.
Oh, boy. So, you know, and there's lists of bands and artists that feel like they've gotten snubbed. Some artists from the 90s feel they, like Dog's Eye View, they had one hit. I mean, what the heck? Come on now. Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It. That's all he did.
I'm just looking at this list of 90s bands that are eligible, like Blessed Union of Souls, Jars of Clay, Juvenile Air, Goldfinger.
Yeah.
You're like going down my CD rack from 1995.
Yeah, and in the past, several artists have been snubbed, and they've been snubbed again. How many times could you get snubbed? Because in baseball, what do you have, 5 years to get in, and then
they drop
down? So if you remember Motorhead or Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, the late great Warren Zevon, Jethro Tull, Megadeth, Scorpions, Twisted Sister, Slayer, Bad Company, Pat Benatar continues to get snubbed?
Oof.
Oh, come on. Dave Matthews Band. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think about these bands that probably will never get in?
I think they deserve to be in, some of them, honestly.
Yeah.
Now, Ozzy's in with Black Sabbath. But not
as a solo act.
He was a solo artist. Pretty awesome.
My boy Peter Frampton? Nope, not in.
Oh, no Iggy Pop.
No, Iggy. Yay! Remember the funk band from the 70s, Chic?
Who makes these decisions?
I know, and a band like Styx snubbed again? Come on. I don't know.
Interesting. I will say, though, if you do have a chance to drive out to Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a pretty cool visit.
Motor trip. Road trip. Let's go.
Yep.
News is next. Coming up. I'll tell you what's cool. A Figo Feel Good February. Say that three times fast. We've been updating you. we've been updating you with some feel-good tips. It all ties in with Heart Healthy Rock Red Month with Evan, our Be Kind campaign, because if you have a kind heart, you're pretty healthy. And Figo. What do we got today?
That's right. Laura? Figo Fit, Figo Fresh. And today, tip number 4 for the week.
Okay.
Take 10 minutes a day to meditate or pray. There are so many ways that you can go about doing this, but just taking a moment to sit quietly in a space, trying to clear your mind, get rid of the stress of the day, or start your day off with a clear mind can be so good for not only your positive intentions for the day or at the end of the day, but then also to get rid of those bad stress levels, those cortisol levels that can lead to things like heart disease, high blood pressure, that device Mark was talking about in the news.
It'll tell
you, hey, you need to calm down.
And you know what? It doesn't require membership. There's no exercise equipment involved. You know, it's simple, right?
Very, very simple. So today we challenge you to take 5 to 10 minutes, sit quietly, whether you enjoy meditation or praying already, or maybe you just need to sit quietly in a space, take some deep breaths, and de-stress.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up with a thought for the day, right?
Indeed. And I wanted to say happy Friday.
Wait.
Happy Thursday. Sorry. Today, I'm having a day. Sorry.
So are we here. We've had some problems. Pushing buttons sometimes don't work. But, you know, Friday is coming.
Friday is tomorrow. Today is actually Thursday. Let's stay fully in the moment. Thirsty Thursday. Maybe have a beverage this evening. I could say happy Friday, but I can't.
Are you going to post what you sent me? Because that's basically the thought for the day.
Yeah, I can if you want me to. It says happy...
Happy Friday.
Wait, it's Thursday. Wait. Son of a...
Son of a...
Carry on.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.